I am shocked and intrigued as to why speaking about nationals' well-being should evoke such a negative emotions among so-called liberal Indian intellectuals. See, these are neither liberal nor intellectual nor Indians. These are the leftovers from socialistic era. If you speak anything for the democratic values of this nation, they react. And there are another set of people who are actually religious people in the garb of atheists. They are actually deeply religious people. But they have discovered that talking atheism is a good way to spread their religion and to deride our Hindu customs and traditions. And if you see today in India and yesterday, every persecuted religious community has found refuge in India. See, from the Christians, Syrians, to the Parsis, to the Jews and to the Tibetans. See, India is the only country in the world where Jews were never persecuted. And see, because India is the land of tolerance and universal acceptance. And this tolerance is due to one community called Hindus. And India is a country in the world where minorities are found refuge and being able to practice total freedom of their religion. See, whoever came to this country, they started inquisition, burning, torturing, crucifying. It's always been one-way traffic. But the label of intolerance was thrown at us. And we were ridiculed by the national and international media in the name of Hindutva violence. See, Hindus accepted that God may be Muhammad, Christian, Buddha, or Krishna. But they have been the most persecuted community in the world. See, the people who suffered the most are called intolerant, especially when Hindus comes to power. For example, when Vajpayee came back to power in 1999, see how much slander was thrown at Hindus, like church being vandalized or cow lynchings, etc. See, I see the tremendous growth happening in the last 5 years, despite of all the chaos and all those things. So much was being thrown at Mr. Prime Minister Modi repeatedly. See, no Prime Minister has received so much of flack like him. It's really sad. See, for what? For bringing yoga forward? For being a proud Hindu for what he stands for? For bringing pride in his people for being Indians? For talking good about India in the international platform? So we are so used to being felt like no good losers for so many years and years. So now suddenly someone comes and tells us opposite, we are not able to digest. And it's not just a hatred against Mr. Modi as a person to them. See, Modi signifies the other India, the Bharat, the real India, which is an hindrance to their agenda. But still, I continue to speak for that. Now, for me, India is a large segment of humanity. The 1.3 billion people in one nation. See, a large number of them have had such a bad deal in the last 10 to 15 generations because of the occupation, slavery, poverty, etc. and many things. See, right now we are sitting on a threshold where if you do the right things in the next 10 to 15 years, we could take these massive populations from one level to another. Across one level to another. See, I don't want some idiot to mess it up. So that's why I'm standing up and speaking for the nation. So, see, because this is the kind of possibility that never happened before in the human history. Never before. See, never before this many people had opportunity to move from one level to another level. The only other nation which has done this in the recent times is the China. But the Chinese did it the hard way or in a forceful way. Well, see, that was a different level of slumber that nation was in. And they did it in a very hard way. But in India right now, we are sitting on a threshold where in a democratic way, we can take nearly 600 million people from one level of living to another level. This can happen in next 10 years time. And we are just in the edge of that. See, I don't want this possibility to be destroyed by anybody because of their personal agenda.